Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
They're Keith and Chemda, this Raider says. This is Hello. Jade. Jade. Mm. Longtime listener here. I found you in 2006. I heard 10 minutes of an episode, decided to go back and hear the whole catalog, and I did back to March 2005. I heard every Keith and the Girl episode, every bonus episode, and every podcast that you were a guest on.
Woohoo! So you know me way more than my parents do.
I love you both and most of your guests. I've laughed a lot through your experience and learned how to laugh at my own as well. That's kind of why I'm writing to you now, they say. I've been feeling down. I'm finding myself irritated and losing patience more often with more people. I can't find a way to relax, and sometimes that means not finding a way to work either. I feel stuck and I don't know why. Nothing is wrong, but I feel overwhelmed anyway. I don't know how you'd be able to know what's wrong when I can't even tell you, but I wanted to write to you and see if I get any words of wisdom from you. Thanks for making me laugh over the years. Keith and the Girl for Life, Jade. I'll take this one first. How the fuck would I know? What the fuck? Now, look, I have some suggestions. Okay? Come to our chat. I'm being serious. Wednesday nights, keithandthegirl.com/chat. We're always there around 8 o'clock. Say hi to everybody that stops by. Talk to people. Or just listen if you want. Have your camera off. I like seeing cameras, but have it off. Who cares? Just listen. See what's going on. keithandthegirl.com/chat. Wednesdays around 8 p.m. Eastern, okay? How about this one? Talk to a professional. We've given you the codes for a BetterHelp. Chemda uses it, and I use it. BetterHelp.com/KTG. Would you recommend this, Chemda? It'll blow my mind if she says no. What's that?
Damn, now I want to blow your mind, but no, it's very helpful.
BetterHelp.com/KTG. Get a discount, but go to whatever therapy works for you. Apparently, you have it figured the fuck out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that part of your suggestion?
All right, here's another
one. Take what you like and leave the rest.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Chemda put together a program called OMAT, O-M-A-T. It stands for 1 minute at a time. Join me, Keith. Join my friends. Join OMAT Club. Say hi if you're shy. Again, leave your camera off. No one's going to bother you. Well, you're the fucking center of the universe now?
Keith?
I have a meeting tonight. Don't worry. But anyway, give OMAT a try. I think you're going to dig it. It sounds like you're a VIP member. Go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP, get a discount for OMAC Club. All right, sign up today. And if you forget, next time you're about to lose it on someone, take 1 minute and get it, and then sign up for OMAC Club, because the world will remind you, that's for sure. keithandthegirl.com/OMAT. All right, we'll see you there. Today's guest, Jesse Thorne. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, how are you? Well, ready to be added to the list of guests that writer doesn't like.
Isn't that funny? Of course, the guest is like, well, I must be the 5% that they happen to mention, right, you know, on the side that they don't love, not hate, not are against. But I don't know. Dear, Jesse, we've had some assholes on. All right. We don't talk to them anymore.
Dear Keith and Chemda, I heard Jesse Thorne and Jordan Morris on your program, and I like Jordan Morris a lot. However,
that's why you insisted we have you on separately these last this last time. Jesse was on before, and he was, if you ask me, he was making sense of Israel versus Palestine. You can hear that on the last time he was on, but whatever. That's the past. This is the present. Russia versus Ukraine. Jesse, go ahead.
We went ahead and solved Israel versus Palestine. Let's take care of business in the Ukraine.
Let's see here. Jesse, of course, is the host of NPR's Bullseye, host of Jordan Jesse Go, and Judge John Hodgman. And congrats on everything, and I'm glad you're here. You're a historian. Is this correct? Is that fair to say?
No, it's not fair to say even a little.
Scientist.
Yes, sure, why not?
Mathematician. Yeah. Which of these are closest?
I've tried a lot of different root beers. Does that count as a scientist?
You love I know LA from hearing your show anyway, but you live in LA, you love to know the history of everything. Is this am I saying this?
Yeah,
correct?
Well, I'm excited about, I'll tell you the one thing I'm excited about.
Yes.
I live in a neighborhood called Lincoln Heights in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful neighborhood. There's a big park there called Lincoln Park.
Okay.
Beautiful, like a boating lake and walking path.
Does everybody have to pretend it's overrated and not enjoy it, or what?
People just don't go. It's odd. It's okay. It's undervisited. But I didn't know until 2 weeks ago that from like 1900 to 1965 or so, mm-hmm. on that park right by my house were both an ostrich farm and an alligator farm.
Separate.
Both of those things wow. were there in the city of Los Angeles. I went and Googled it on the internet. It was a website. You guys can try it out. Right. I like it a lot.
The internet.
And I found pictures of children riding with saddles and bridles and reins. Both of those creatures, both alligators and ostriches, being ridden like horses by small children.
How many children died on the alligator?
That was LA's Action Fun Park.
Yeah, bring it back. I say, if a child died, how many children could die? One every 3 or 4 years. That seems worth it to me to have access to ostriches and alligators in my neighborhood.
This would have been my make a wish to play that Atari game Joust.
Yes, exactly. Just turning your enemies into eggs.
Right. I didn't know the science behind it, but you had to land on them.
Well, I'm a scientist. I'm glad I could help.
So I was hoping with you living in LA and being half a historian, you can help me with today's Holly Weird stories, because we got some doozies, my friend.
Guys, I live here in Hollywood. You wouldn't believe how weird these Hollywood types are.
It's weird, right? What would you say, Jesse, is the weirdest thing about Hollywood types?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, I've got to go with crystals.
Yes, they love it. They love it. They love it. Crystals. I went to a Gap store once to get jeans, and they're like, they only had crystals.
Yeah, that's how it is here in Los Angeles. Everybody knows. And, of course, very expensive bottled waters.
Hello. What is the best Hollywood Walk of Fame star going today? Who's getting the most attention?
Oh, wow. You know, Bob Odenkirk got one the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. I mean, there are Hollywood Walk of Fame stars for people who are confirmed to be horrible.
Yes.
So that's a problem, because you can't just go dig it out. You know what I mean? When you find out someone is a horrible human being, you can't just head over there with a spade and you know, get in there.
You got to do, because you don't want to leave an empty mark, but you got to do it that day. So let's say Brent Spiner wins a Hollywood Award. Right there, you dig up Woody Allen, you put him in there, and you just act like nothing happened.
You're digging out Woody Allen and replacing him with Brent Spiner Data from Star Trek?
Yeah, they give awards to everybody,
Is this a new game show? Who are we digging up? Who are we putting in?
Yes. I'm excited that Keith's priority is Data from Star Trek. No offense to Data from Star Trek.
Sounds
great.
Like offense.
He can sing, I think. It can he sing offensive. And play piano?
Well, he would surprise you at the live ta-da.
Yeah.
I'm not from there. I don't know
when
what they
unveiled
it.
Him, when they took the tablecloth off of his cage, mm-hmm. you would say, isn't that Data from Star Trek?
And then he sings. And then he sings he that Star older. Trek song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I would walk the Walk of Fame, and then all of a sudden, you're right, you get the creeps, and you're like, and you got to walk around it, but the app doesn't really count that as miles, and it's a whole fucking thing. It's a whole thing. Now, we got to talk about, you know what everybody's clamoring for. What is going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, Jesse?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You guys are trying to ruin my Twitter mentions for the rest of my life bringing up this topic. Have you guys ever tweeted the words Johnny Depp just in your entire ever? Said anything about Johnny Depp ever?
I don't know.
And people start rating you back a lot, or you just see craziness?
It is bananas.
He's loved, you're
it
saying.
It is out of, it is like a beyond K-pop level of reply guys and gals that enter your timeline the second you write Johnny Depp. Like, I don't think I even took a side. But one time, 4 or 5 years ago, I mentioned Johnny Depp, and my timeline for months afterwards was just free Johnny Depp, Amber Heard deserves to die.
I saw
like jail Amber Heard, like completely bananas. And you know, like he did a few years ago, he was doing these perfume commercials where he dressed up as a Native American and rode around on a horse and smelled good. And it was very bad. It was very offensive. Right. And he is an insane person, confirmed.
I think
like,
so.
There's no question that he's an insane person. You guys ever read that, like, I think it was in Vanity Fair or something, a big, long profile of him where they just talked about all the different islands he bought on a whim that he can't afford to maintain?
Yeah, I know. I know
he can't afford something.
He certainly seems off his rocker. I think it's safe for me, just a viewer, to say he has a drinking and drug problem. I don't know.
It seems
we're debating that. It appears. And speaking of money, his he had to be told multiple times from his his finance guy, hey, you're spending too many thousands a month on wine. You can't keep up this lifestyle. You're in how many Walt Disney productions, all the movies, yeah, multi-millionaire beyond, but your wine thing is actually ruining you and you're out of control. And you're not showing him off. He's not starting a museum, to be clear.
How 21 rich Jump do you have Street. To be? What's eating yeah. Gilbert Gray?
Yeah.
Benny and June. Other things from 1989.
I'm just catching up. She's catching up. He met Amber Heard in 2009 on the set of the movie The Rum Diary. I mean, his hero is Hunter S. Thompson, right? You're not going to end up normal in that case. Depp played Paul Kemp, a journalist who encounters Heard's character before the two begin a passionate affair behind the back of her character's fiancé.
Oh my God, is this a good movie? I hadn't heard of it.
No, it's not. I didn't like it.
But, that doesn't count.
Well, good luck.
Jesse?
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. We haven't seen it, and nobody's encouraging us. But no, I remember being bored. Depp was still at the time in his long-term partnership with Vanessa Paradis, a couple that he has two kids with.
Mm.
Lily Rose and Jack, ages 20 and 22. Okay. In 2012, the court filings indicate that they began dating at the end of 2011 and the start of 2012. Heard calls it quits with her partner that year. So they're both little bad boys and girls, yes. After 14 years together, Depp and Paradis decide to end
things. You enjoyed that too much.
Yes,
you enjoyed saying that sentence too much.
Little sneaky that's gross. Sneaks, right?
No, don't do that. That's okay. Gross. That's
it's
terrifying.
Hard, though.
Yeah, that's upsetting to me.
2015, Depp and Heard marry each other. Later in 2015, the couple are caught violating Australia's biosecurity laws. I remember this. After they bring their dogs, Pistol and Boo, into the country illegally.
Mm-mm-mm. Little rapscallions,
no,
Jesse.
Yeah, no, don't use that voice. It's a terrible enough. Voice. Can I ask you guys this?
Yes.
I feel like I would go 50% on either side. Johnny Depp dies in the next 3 days or lives forever. Like I could see saying. Johnny Depp living to 126 years old, and I could see Johnny Depp passing away on the morrow.
Right.
Ooh, I'll Venmo you my bet.
Okay.
Let's see. 2016, just a little timeline. Heard reportedly arrives in court with a bruised face after filing for divorce from Depp. She claims Depp caused the injury by throwing an iPhone at her. LAPD spokesperson claims that their investigation into the May 21st claim bore no evidence of a crime. During this month, Heard also provides court filings that allege that Depp often assaulted her while under the influence of drugs and alcohol. He has a short fuse, she said. She's very, very beautiful. Quote, he is often paranoid and his temper is extremely scary for me as it has proven many times to be physically dangerous and or life-threatening to me, end quote. And she's gorgeous. In August, Depp and Heard settled their abuse case out of court. As part of their divorce, Heard receives a settlement of $7 million.
I feel...
Yes.
That's a lot of wine.
Agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. I feel that people should be safe from domestic abuse, whether or not they're attractive.
Yeah. However you took... No, this article was just saying facts.
Okay. Just facts. Yeah. Amber Heard facts. Hot as fuck. Category. The thing that strikes me from that, and again, because I don't want to murder my Menchies, I'm not going to take a stance on whether this happened or didn't happen. But I will say that I feel like there is a direct line between the kind of person who is ruining their life as an alcoholic because they're spending millions of dollars a year on wine. Like $50,000 bottles of wine and the kind of person who could theoretically potentially engage in domestic abuse using a $1,000 telephone. Like, if you, this is, these are luxury vices is right. The category.
Yes. 2017, the couple files for divorce. Again, we're talking about Heard, who is fucking gorgeous, and Depp, who is no slouch himself. Heard keeps Pistol and Boo the dogs. A non-disparagement clause, which prevents Depp and Heard from speaking negatively about their marriage or ensuing divorce, is inserted into the settlement. But then, now we come to the trouble. 2018, Heard writes the Washington Post op-ed that sets off a series of lawsuits and countersuits that persist still. She did not mention Depp's name, but it was obvious that it was still him. And so now, Depp is suing for $50 million. She's countersuing, saying, I am not defamating you. I just did it once on that bed. We'll get to that. But now I'm suing you for $100 million. In 2020,
So they have an agreement to not speak about each other. And so then that's why he's
and then
suing?
She alluded to him. Yes. Calling him a drunk and an abuser.
Quick check-in, Keith.
Yes, please.
Are these attractive people?
Depp is not too bad if you're into that kind of thing I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Heard gives you a boner from here to the west of the Mississippi, but I don't know what that means.
Okay. I mean, I think even as a heterosexual man, I think I could bone out on Johnny Depp. Like, I think
that's what I think that's what the article's implying, but they're kind of clear, I guess. They must have studied.
I could generate tumescence from Johnny Depp even as a 10 out of 10 heterosexual.
Oh, I see. Now, yeah, they could probably make a bunch of messes around
if it came to it.
Said. Yeah, yeah.
My back was against a wall, you know.
I hear you. Hello.
Is that the position that would work?
I've had that fantasy. So. 2020, Depp sues The Sun and its executive editor over a 2018 article in which Depp, by name, is labeled a, quote, wife beater. During the UK court, the UK court system said, it sounds, quote, substantially true to us. So that doesn't bode well for this case also. What's that, Jesse?
I like that they took that tone.
These are all quotes.
Excuse me, it's me, court.
Court.
Yeah, it sounds substantially true. And you burnt.
2021, Depp is denied an appeal against The Sun following the outcome he's removed from Fantastic Beasts. The first one was surprisingly good for a movie for kids, but the second one definitely blew beyond balls, says this critic, blah, blah, blah. All right, 2022, the trial begins in a Fairfax, Virginia courthouse that we're talking about on April 11th. Opening statements from Heard's attorneys open with the accusations of abuse, including horrific claims of physical and sexual assault. In his own testimony, Depp states that he pursued the defamation case to clear his name for the sake of the truth. And now things are coming out. Amber Heard took a shit on his bed one time. That's a big one. Johnny Depp is saying there's video of her fucking Elon Musk and James Franco behind his back. Bunch of stuff's going on. But he says, but she's abusive to me. She's saying he's abusive to her. Where's a guy's head supposed to be on straight?
Yeah.
You know?
It's tough to get your head on straight in these kinds of situations.
It really is. Depp has 38 witnesses on his list.
Wow.
And Amber has 81. I don't even know if I can name 81 bands. 81 witnesses. Holy cow. Holy cow. Heard's 1,530-item exhibit list includes a text exchange between Depp and Paul Bettany. He just played, who's the flying guy on WandaVision. The husband.
Yeah.
Depp writes, let's burn Amber, wrote this in a text. Let's drown her before we burn her. I will fuck her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she's dead. So now he's got to show up in court. This Paul Bettany.
Holy shit. So then do they both get sued by all these people for defamation afterwards? Like, does Elon Musk get to sue Johnny Depp if
he
Johnny doesn't prove that he actually has this information about them sleeping behind his back?
Well, I saw the
Keith,
word video.
Did Paul Bettany send that email to Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp texted it to him. So
what do you think Paul Bettany texted back?
Mate.
Like, he probably just texted back like, Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he wrote K. He wrote K.
Yeah. he just texted back at Farmer's Market.
Stay loose. And then whatever emoji they were having fun with before. Johnny Depp admitted to sending horrific texts about ex-wife Amber Heard, including one mentioning having sex to make sure she's dead. In 2013 is when he met Paul Bettany. Let's drown her and burn her, blah, blah, blah. Depp also told the courtroom that Heard would use the term monster as a way of referring whether she perceived that I was on substances or taking substances. So, and he has texted Paul Bettany, hey, me and my wife are working it out. I just have to keep the monster at bay. Mm. My eyebrow goes up, Jesse. I go, oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you were some sort of British court.
Oh.
Ah.
They have always been a medicine for me, the drugs, he told the court. A numbing agent. It's to numb the residual pain that I carry from my youth. I understand his mom was abusive. All I had to do was send the monster away and lock him up, Depp wrote to Jerry Judge, his longtime security guard, not an actual judge. Seems like that should be, there's trouble there. I'd look into that. We've been happier ever since. Deep sued Heard for defamation over 2018, blah, 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 blah. Depp in one piece. I'd assume the actor, but no worry, that wasn't interesting. Heard told the 7-person jury, I'm not some maniac that needs to be high and loaded all the time, even though we're talking about all the drugs I do. On film sets, there has never been moments where I would have considered I lost control. Okay. It only happens at home. It's not a drug and drinking problem. She's going to show you a lot of pictures where I'm drinking and doing drugs. Granted.
It's called a monster for cute reasons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like Monsters, Inc. Who here saw Monsters, Inc.? He's talking to the jury. Yeah. Depp on Tuesday said he's never struck Heard or any other woman and claimed Wednesday that Heard would often strike him. It could begin with a slap, Depp said, then a shove. It could begin with throwing a TV remote at my head. It could be throwing a glass of wine in my face. Depp claimed he suffered a severed middle finger in 2015 after Heard threw a vodka bottle at him. Just threw it right at him.
Actors, and it's they're just severed like us.
Severed his middle finger.
Severed his middle finger. He said, "Pirates of the Caribbean." Some of those movies, they digitized the finger on him when it showed up. Depp denied saying that the hospital. Oh, he told the hospital that he hit the finger with a kitchen knife, and he's saying, no, that's not true. Maybe somebody in my crew said that, but that's not what happened. Depp, a 3-time Oscar nominee. Let's not forget. Previously lost the libel case with the son. You guys know that. Depp is 58. Heard is 35. So I'm trying to give a fuck. The trial, which is expected to last 6 weeks, will be televised and maybe even more of a circus than Depp's 3-week 2020 defamation trial. Depp claims that Heard's Washington Post piece damaged his reputation and kept him out of the movies. Now, here's some of these pictures I'm talking about. Listen, look at this. So over here, you'll see Depp has cocaine and whiskey and all this shit laid out on the... And I don't know if you've seen people do coke, Jesse, but when they do the lines ahead of time, it's going to be a party.
Yeah, when they're prepped.
Yeah, like, oh, I got 5 here. Set
things up, yeah. Martha Stewart style.
Right, and then you just let the other ones to, we're just going to leave those there. But it's chilling for us.
I want to be clear that when I say Martha Stewart style, I don't mean that they're going to do cocaine the way that Martha Stewart would host a dinner party.
Oh, how do you mean?
I'm so glad you cleared that up. Or I was going to leave.
What I mean is that they're going to do cocaine the way Martha Stewart would do cocaine.
Okay, I'm following
that. She would have
that.
Everything set out to do the cocaine.
Right, you'd have like the mirror, not just a mirror, the cocaine mirror, and it's designed specifically for the party atmosphere. You could make these designs. She's got like 10-minute videos on a couple of designs on YouTube. So there's like an essence there. You're not just doing coke, you're Martha Stewart coke.
Having a funhouse mirror sounds fun for your cocaine, but it is not. Here's
why. Martha Stewart impression?
Yeah, I haven't practiced. I really went for it.
Spectacular.
Well, I mean, it probably takes 2 or 3 times to really get it right. Let's see. Here's a picture also of him passed out with ice cream all over his lap just to show that he's a fucking drunk all the time.
Ice cream all over his lap.
It's an upside down ice cream container just falling down his crotch and legs.
Why didn't we open with that?
I wanted you to know what led up to it.
Oh, guys, I love ice cream. How about you?
And
not as much as him.
Now, yeah, if I had to take a side, and I do on all things constantly, all I remember is a video at the time, and this got into the court case, of, do you remember this kind of him in a kitchen, obviously drunk, grabbing more wine? Amber Heard is taking the video as a trick, like, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? He's slamming cabinets, the glasses break, and he's slamming them so hard. He's banging glasses around to get more wine. Then he sees the camera, is like, oh, you fucking videotaping me? Maybe it's a seesaw back and forth, but he certainly seemed in control and scary then. I saw a violent video. That's my two cents. And apparently they played this video in there. Let's see.
Well, you don't have to hit someone for it to be abuse. Like, you could be throwing things next to them or just in general in a very specific manner. Like, if you, there's a threat to throwing things around you also.
Kyle would not be able to trick me into making a video like that.
Because you wouldn't behave like that? Is that what
you couldn't get me to behave like that. And I can, let me try to think of horrible things she could do. I can't imagine still then living together and walking around her and slamming doors and what. I can't.
I mean, you're not an angry drunk.
Sure, he's an angry drunk. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. So that's got to go a long way, I would think. Asked if he would often drink whiskey in the morning, Depp said on the stand, isn't happy hour anytime? And everybody laughed.
Yeah, I like that he's bringing this Margaritaville vibe to the... It's a short distance between Hunter S. Thompson and a Margaritaville lifestyle,
yes.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Still 5% less cool in your Margaritaville.
They're like, so you're drinking in the morning. He's like, hey, isn't anytime happy hour? What's it to you?
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock somewhere, baby.
Stand?
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to make the audience love him.
And people laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's done for.
Let's go to the law library and do a control F on courtroom transcripts for It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
Find out how often this comes up.
The actress says that his claims aren't credible because he was always too drunk or too high to recall what happened. After undated footage of a fight the couple had in the kitchen, this is the one, of their West Hollywood home, was shown to jurors, Deb said, I did assault a couple of cabinets, but I did not touch Miss Heard. Very cute. He's fucking... You can't not... In the video, Depp is seen slamming cupboards, throwing items around, and pouring a glass of wine. I did not try to intimidate Miss Heard. You did. I saw it. If she was scared to death, why didn't she leave? Then why didn't you leave? If you're scared...
He didn't want to lose the fight with the cabinets.
Right. They do, and they keep popping open just a little bit, and that's them laughing at you.
He didn't want them to feel like they had the upper hand in future interactions.
Let's see. After getting into a fight with Heard on a Boston to Los Angeles flight, Depp exchanged text with Bettany again, saying he was going to properly stop the booze thing. Jurors heard that Depp sent Heard an apology in text after the flight. Once again, I find myself, so this is him writing this, once again, I find myself in a place of shame and regret. Of course, I am sorry, but I will never do it again. I want to get better for you and for me. I must. My illness somehow crept up and grabbed me. It's starting to sound, tell me if I'm extrapolating, that there's an illness there.
I kind of wonder
that he's denying.
If these two have a troubled relationship.
Something's up. Something's up. It says here, when you find somebody hot as whoa, 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 wow, and somebody that's okay at acting, you're going to get a tough cocktail of fiery something. Wow. That's something that they wrote that. Depp testified that the photo of the ice cream... that the photo of the ice cream... His kids are 20s. Holy shit. The photo was snapped after he finished working a 17-hour day and took opioids. This is his defense. Okay, opioids is the bad one, right? Like, when somebody says opioids, that means there's trouble, right? They're not saying aspirin.
But you know what? Honestly, if I'm past that, like, and I recently shit my pants, if Xerxes was away for that, awake for that. And he decided to take a picture of me and somehow ended up like, I was having some issues. It's clear when you have that much ice cream on your pants, you have issues.
I don't know. I don't drink. I think I could get that much ice cream on my pants.
Well, you have issues. This is your wake-up call.
It would depend on how much ice cream I started with. I would need a lot of ice cream to start with. I would need to fill my body with ice cream first, then have further ice cream.
These are troubling sentences. I don't know how to tell you that,
I'm Jesse. Not afraid to. Look, recently, I'm not here to brag. But recently, I ate dinner around 5:30 with my kids. Sometimes eat dinner early with the kids. And afterwards, I decided we're all going to have some ice cream. So we all had some ice cream. Everybody had some ice cream, including
Fun Dad. You got to have it hours later when it's real good.
put the kids to bed, 8 o'clock, 8:30. Came back downstairs, sat down to watch television. And thought to myself, I'm going to have another ice cream. Went and made myself a second sundae.
Mm.
This one for your pants, right?
Two in one night. No, the third would be the one.
You got it in your mouth?
My pants.
Oh, okay. All right.
The third would be the pants one.
Third time's a charm.
Dude, mm-hmm. You really do live in LA.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Hollyweird. Look at how much ice cream we eat here in Hollyweird.
It's not normal. He claimed Heard gave him the pint of ice cream because she, quote, knew he would fall asleep with it.
It was a classic ice cream setup.
I was working 17 hours, and you know our work is hard. It's actually not most of the time in the trailer sleeping. It's hard work. So I'm there for 17 hours, and then I took some opioids, And so she knew I was going to fall asleep and turn the ice cream upside down, so she handed it to me straight side up, and then I, turned it upside down, and it poured all in. She just let it drip and drip until the picture was perfect.
It happens when you work hard. To happen to, it's the kind of thing that would happen to a construction worker.
Yeah. Are those doctors when they make you stay up late for no fucking reason?
Somebody doing the Tour de France.
Yeah. You'll notice my right hand, he said, is in my pocket. So I wasn't participating in the festival of the ice cream. So he does have his hand in his pocket. That's a true story. But you would have done it anyway. It has nothing to do with the ice cream. You're fucking high.
You know how sometimes you'll go on like Etsy and people will have cross stitched into a little oval of fabric, something with like a little swear word or something in it. It'll be like, don't talk to me till I've had my wine or whatever, let's cross stitch. Let's start an Etsy store and start cross stitching. You'll notice my right hand was in my pocket, so I wasn't participating in the festival of the ice cream.
Oh my God, that's what Alanis meant. I got one hand in my pocket and the other one with ice cream on it.
And the other one filling out a defamation suit.
That was actually, who's the one we talked about that already? I want to kill myself. It's not even that important. She went to jail.
You would abandon this.
Anybody? Yes. Hello?
She went to fucking jail. She was a singer.
No. Why would I be talking about that woman, Alanis? Wouldn't I know Alanis's fucking name?
Yes.
Martha Stewart. Impression.
Okay. Thank you. And scene. Wait it out until it all comes together and then just drop the bomb on the audience. Thank
you. Your Martha Stewart impression's getting better.
Thank you.
As you said, it probably takes three times to get it right. I thought that time was good.
When Heard's attorney asked if it was Heard's fault the photo was taken, are you saying it's her fault? He said, quote, well, she snapped it.
Common sense.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah,
that's
is
a bad
it her
lawyer.
Fault? Yeah.
Of course it's her fault. What's a fault of a photo taken?
I feel like if nothing else comes out of this, she snapped it would be a good catchphrase. If Johnny Depp is looking for a catchphrase.
This just started and we're hearing about shits in beds, though. I don't know. Are they saving better stuff?
It's fair.
What did I hear that she really left actual human her shit on the bed?
I heard that she shat on a bed and then he is like, what the fuck? And I don't know if that was a joke she was doing. I think that's what she's saying, or it was out of retribution. They have separate beds that I'm not really sure about.
Why is that a joke?
When you hear about someone shitting,
why is it a thing in retaliation for something? Why is it anything? It goes in the toilet.
When you hear about someone shitting somewhere that's not a toilet,
yes.
Whether it, I heard a story one time that a cast member of Mad TV shit in another cast member's dressing room.
Oh, my.
Potty Time USA.
I won't say who I heard did that.
No, you Bobby shouldn't. Lee.
You shouldn't, but as the host, I'll say it's Artie Lang. Who else could it be? Go ahead.
And
Bobby Lee?
Yeah. I didn't say that, but yeah.
No. it was Keith throwing his voice.
Or like, even if you just hear, they do it on Jackass, or somebody shits in a bag and lights it on fire on somebody's porch, or any right. place where you're hearing that someone shit that's not a bathroom. How are these people doing these shits? I can barely, like, if I'm on a road trip, I can go in Starbucks, but barely. Like, it really, I have to be like, it's going to be fine. It's not my house, but it'll be fine. We're going to do this. I'm on a road trip. Let's go. Hotel room, same thing. It's like, it's fine. I'm not going to be at my house, but it's fine. It'll be
Quick
fine.
Quick question for you, because I think we can really get to the heart of all this. Do you drink?
No, and no opiates either. So I think that may be the...
No, drinking is like the juice. Yes, I have used shits in retaliation. How do people shit in a file drawer? How do they shit in the milkshake? Jesse, you don't find shits. You make shits. Okay, right. So you make the time to shit into somebody's drawer when they offended you at work.
It involves a multi-step process, including a lot of dietary fiber and problem drinking.
Yeah, and don't worry about the fiber part. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, fair enough.
Depp objected to the attorney describing him as passed out in the ice cream picture. He said, "Passed out is an interesting way of saying asleep."
That's another thing we could cross stitch for Etsy.
Right. He sleeps crisscross applesauce with his hand in his right jean pocket. That's how he sleeps.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also, if they gave him the words passed out or sleep as a direction in a movie, which one would look like passed out?
Right. If that's how the movie started, I think I just figured out this guy's character.
Johnny Depp, you'll be sleeping in the living room, and he just gets on the floor, throws ice cream on his hand, one hand in the pocket, his head over.
I was out all night. Don't get that, right?
Yeah, I can do sleep, but where's the fucking ice cream?
Like I said, Amber Heard, 35. Johnny Depp, 58. 36. Amber Heard. Holy shit, I'm not joking. Today's Amber Heard's birthday.
Look what we did.
20. Well, that narrows the gap.
Troubled relationship.
I talked a little too quick, too fast. She is 36. He's 58. And you can respect that.
And when did they meet? 10 years ago?
2006. They met on that stupid Rum Diaries movie, I believe.
So she was 21?
2009 was the set of the Rum Diary. Okay.
24 or so.
24
2009
years old.
Is when they met.
Yeah.
And he was 40, our age. Ew.
Yeah, of course. Ugh. Yeah.
Can you imagine what Johnny Depp smells like?
He doesn't wear like the perfume, cream. I'll tell you that. He smells like ice cream. He smelled like lasagna last night. He smells like...
Depends how he goes to sleep.
Right.
One time I hosted, again, this I didn't come on this show to brag, but
please.
One time I hosted the IFC Independent Spirit Awards nomination special.
Okay. Mm.
Again, I'm not here to brag, but I got paid almost $1,000.
Nice.
And
that was the cost of Human Centipede. 1, 2, yeah. and three.
Exactly. I interviewed the movie stars who were presenting the nominations. They had like a presentation celebration. Okay. One was Eva Mendes. Mm-hmm. And she had just been in the Werner Herzog movie, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have seen it, and the director should be arrested. Something's off.
It's absolutely bananas, that movie. Yeah. Wonderful movie. So I talked to her about Werner Herzog. It was great. And then I interviewed Jeremy Renner.
Okay.
And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I just realized, like, if you're a movie star, you can smell however you want. And so, like, most movie stars probably smell like a dream, like incredible. Like right. I think most movie stars smell incredible.
Like a Ludens all the time. I follow.
Just, yeah, like a Ludens.
Yeah.
The best smell in the world.
That's a nice one. They're,
like a lavender field.
Candy.
I think this is a game. He's making us play a game, and this is very telling.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're a movie star, based on my experience talking to Jeremy Renner, who was perfectly nice, you can also smell whatever the reverse of that is. And it just is part of movie star. The same way right. that smelling incredible is part of movie star.
Right.
Smelling like your cigarettes are drunk is also just as movie star. And I imagine that Johnny Depp takes that to new levels.
I see well, I just
Googled Jeremy Renner, and he was on the cover of Men's Health. So
he's a man's man. So he's got to smell like musk and bullshit. You know, you'd be disappointed. You'd be like, what is that? Johnny Depp's cologne, you know?
Ice cream?
You got to smell like the woods and shit, not Rocky Road. Mm-hmm. Speaking of age differences, Nicolas Cage, who has his new movies coming out this weekend. What's it called? The incredible toughness of being so smart. And it's a joke about, he plays himself and a mob boss or something hires him. And he probably reenacts all his roles, right? So it's all going to depend on what jokes he okayed. I'm going to leave that movie theater knowing definitively if I like Nicolas Cage as a human being or not.
Based on what he goes along with?
Yeah, exactly. Or if he tries
to... You are taking to the extreme the attitude of the voters who will vote for the politician that makes fun of themselves on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Hillary, I wasn't sure if she was cool, but then she went on with the lady doing the impression of Hillary, and now I'm like, she seems pretty cool because yeah. I like jokes, and she seems to like jokes, so I'm going to vote for her.
Isn't that what happened with Clinton? With Clinton and Arsenio?
Yeah.
Sure, the sex, of course.
So Nicolas Cage is in a movie, am I getting this right, called Massive Talent, and he's kind of playing himself?
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, he supposedly is playing himself. He'll have the exact same name, Nick Cage, and somebody hires him just to be a fan, some king of some island or something. Hang out with me.
He has massive talent, right? Like, Nicolas Cage is great. That's why he can do all this weird, crazy stuff, and people still want to see him do more stuff. It's because he's so good at doing crazy stuff.
I think the weird, crazy stuff confused people, and maybe for whatever reason, he's a meme king right now, right? And that's why this movie's coming out.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
See, there you go. The list goes on. Everybody knows
this
that
is
one.
The thing. To me, I think it's possible that Nicolas Cage is he's the light side. He's the Luke Skywalker to Johnny Depp's Darth Vader when it comes to insane, insolvent actors who spend their money on crazy shit. Because Nicolas Cage, number one, good in everything. Number two, I've never heard anything about him being anything other than a good guy. I don't think he's abusive to anyone or anything, as far as I know.
Oh, can we just pause there? Know. How does he do it?
I know.
Wow.
How does he do it? Just not abusing.
Just not hitting anyone? Just not? Yeah. Did he take his dick out once, though?
Never. Wow. Not even one time. Not even one time. But you know what?
I bet even his mother loves him.
To be fair, Hamda,
he
hasn't ever taken his dick out at work, and that's probably why he still doesn't have a Grammy.
Really?
Seriously, fuck that one guy. But Nicolas Cage, back to Nicolas Cage, people will make fun of Nicolas Cage for spending all his money on dinosaurs and stuff.
Right.
And it's like...
Were you going to buy it?
You'd buy a dinosaur, right? If you had the chance to buy a dinosaur, you wouldn't buy a dinosaur? That seems like a mistake. It seems like a great idea to buy a dinosaur if you have the opportunity to buy a dinosaur. Go for it.
And I'd let the kids play on it. I wouldn't keep it so precious.
Space rock.
Yeah.
Now you're nailing Martha Stewart, by the way.
I happened last night. Me and Kai were looking for dumb horror movies. And one called Population 436. I think that's the number. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this? Probably not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
no.
Fred Durst is one of the main characters. Oh, that boy. Was a fun bonus.
Wow.
And if somebody leaves the town, if somebody comes into the town, then somebody else has, in the town has to die. And the population has to always stay the same, or they think God is sending them bad things. This is Wicker Man.
No, it's sort of like if you're at the Oscars and like a celebrity has to pee, someone else has to sit there.
Yes.
Or everyone dies.
Right. And then sometimes people want to stay or people want to sneak out and leave. You know, you fuck with the number at all, there's trouble. It was just like the Wicker Man. And I'm like, I can't get it. And we played the Wicker Man movie during Keith and the Girl Week with Mike Lawrence and Kyle Ocasio. I can't get away from this Wicker Man now. Can't get away. Anyway, Nicolas Cage is 58 years old, and his wife or girlfriend is expecting a baby girl. She is 27.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. What?
It's over the top.
Come on.
OTT, as they say.
58 and 27. He found the one. But you just find. What do you do, Jesse? What's your age difference over there?
My age difference is 1 month. Okay. He's 1 month older than I am.
Okay. And how does it feel?
Oh, an older woman.
It feels incredible. I mean, I appreciate her experience. If like when I need advice or whatever.
Right. Right. She's not too annoying, but she's just 1 month wiser.
Yeah.
I'm reading
the
that.
You know, but wiser when, girl for me, as they say in right. Music Man.
When Nicolas Cage's baby's mother is his age, their child will be her age, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's simple math.
Ish. Something. I don't know. Apparently you don't do math in Hollywood. Don't worry about it. Math is out the window. The region's
don't need
over.
To. We're too busy putting eggs into our private parts.
Right. And also we have calculators on our phone, so we don't mm-hmm. really need to do math. I'm just being
eating
a dweeb.
Salad for dinner. Holly weird, folks.
It really is Holly weird. When the baby is the mom's age, the dad will be dead. That's the math I do.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a fair set of math. But she'll have as many dinosaurs as she needs to raise the child.
Now get this. I'm reading about this. This is breaking my heart, and I guess I'm late to the party. Apparently, Bill Murray's trouble.
Yeah, Bill Murray's been trouble. I mean, here's the thing about Bill Murray. Is you hear a story about a movie star who shows up to other people's weddings and becomes the entertainment and like serves drinks at the bar.
I never thought that was cute when I was hearing those stories.
So yes, you hear that story and people say, isn't that amazing? Bill Murray shows up. That is a story about a person who has enormous emotional problems. Extraordinary. There was a whole story one time of in the San Francisco Chronicle from San Francisco about how Jerry Rice, Hall of Fame wide receiver, greatest wide receiver of all time, Jerry Rice, his hobby was going to other people's weddings. He'd just go to people's weddings. He'd done it 15 times. Just have fun and everybody's glad to see Jerry Rice. And it's like, on the one hand, I mean, yeah, sure. I'm not going to turn Jerry Rice away from my wedding. I have too many fond memories of touchdown catches, catches from Steve Young and Joe Montana.
He got the bouquet, but he keeps catching the bouquet, this asshole. That's too much. Bill Murray doesn't
have
do that.
Have your own party, Jerry.
Yeah.
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 You have friends.
Right.
Hang out with people that you know.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think if it stumbles upon, like if there's a lot of catering halls where there's a party going on in some other room and you stumble into the wrong room or you do that once, but a lot of times there's someone in that wedding that wants the attention for themselves. So that's a tough one.
Like a couple who's getting married.
Yeah. or just one of them.
Bill Murray would walk around with that bag that collects cards and money. He's a real asshole.
I think the only real excuse for crashing a wedding is, as you said, Hamda, you stumble into a room, an adjoining room. But then you have to be swept up into one of those wedding cultural traditions that involves like being thrown in the
air. Like an Indian wedding or something like this where everybody's dancing. Yeah, or dancing.
You know, one of the ones where people wedding. Ride around on a chair. There's right. a lot of different cultures where there's a part of the wedding where a wave of humanity is sweeping things into the air. And if that happens to you, perfectly reasonable to get involved in that wedding. You have no choice. You've been swept into the air by cultural tradition. Thousands yeah. of years of tradition are sweeping you into that wedding.
I'd rather Jerry Rice lift that chair than me.
Yeah.
Those other true. Three are pretending. There, I said it.
Sure.
Fucking asses.
You think Jerry's carrying all the weight, and the other three are just have their hand on the
I've leg? Seen it. Jesse, yeah. I see it. I hear that music. They come to me because I'm 6'2". I run. I hear that fucking music.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah. Having a gila gives him PTSD.
Even if I'm in a mall, I run out. I don't know what's happening. It's too much.
Because these fucking short people are going to, once again,
mm-hmm.
pretend to hold their leg of the chair.
Yes. Filming of Bill Murray's upcoming movie, Being Mortal, has been suspended after a complaint was reportedly filed specifically against the 71-year-old actor for, quote, inappropriate behavior. Now, I'm going to read some other inappropriate behavior stuff about him, but none of it sounds sexual. And that's why I wish when stuff was sexual, they were clear. If it's rape, it's rape. If it's fingers, you know, add the word sexual assault. You know, whatever you got to, I say add rape, but whatever you got to do. But don't let us saying everything's fucking inappropriate. I want to know
how. Some things are inappropriate that aren't, don't constitute sexual
so
assault.
So when it's sexual, add the word sex.
I understand your argument for differentiating yes. between types of inappropriate.
Thank I you. Get that because also inappropriate behavior is putting your feet on the table, according to my mom. You know, need the mm-hmm. coffee table, any kind of table. And for me, that's me being comfortable. So inappropriate well, behavior is a little loose.
I mean, it sounds like you're standing up for Bill Murray and the rest of the slobs in their eternal battle against the snobs.
It did sound like that, but you know, and then all these other stories come out. The complaint was filed. This one, whatever the inappropriate behavior was, it canceled production. That's big inappropriate behavior.
I mean, Bill Murray got divorced about, I guess now probably about 10 years ago, and the. Stuff that came out in the divorce was really, I don't recall that there was any sexual abuse or anything, but it was mostly just about Bill Murray being sad.
The entertainer's wife tagged him as an abusive husband and a marijuana and alcoholic and an alcohol addict. She applied for a restraining order against the Hollywood star when the actor said she was lucky he didn't kill her. That's how that relationship ended.
It's pretty intense. Did he text that to Paul Bettany? Or
Paul Bettany's like, come on, guys.
Do you think it's okay to walk on set when Bill Murray is the actor since he could walk on your wedding whenever he wants? And
right, yeah. yeah.
Do you think that's all right? About, is that a new rule?
That's the law of reciprocity.
On Thursday,
can I
the
ask
film-
you a question,
yes,
Keith?
Please.
You're 6'2".
Please.
This is a question about you being 6'2".
Go ahead.
So I'm 40. I'm about to turn 41 years old.
Okay.
And this whole time I've been
yes, six, of course you could still grow.
Thank you. This whole time I've been 6'3".
Okay.
41 years being 6'3".
Yeah. Too much,
zero
but go
years
on.
Old.
Yep.
And the other day I went to the doctor, and you know how they put you up against the wall and they put the thing on your head and whatever? Yeah. Doctor says, all right, 6'4". Am I 6'4 now? Can I be 6'4"? Can I switch to being 6'4"?
Yes.
For all these years, I've been telling everybody, NBA recruiters, potential partners on dating apps, I've been telling them 6'3", but a doctor knows, right? He measured me with a stick on my head.
Yeah,
6'4" now, right?
I think you have to make amends with all those people because you lied to them.
Oh, thank you for that. I'll start writing letters now.
No, you go by whatever doctor type told you. Maybe I was called 6'2 in the Army and never looked it up after. I don't know. But
so
whoever said it.
Any doctor type, done. Not even just doctors. Just
any white, doctor type.
White lab coat.
Yeah.
Put one of those head mirrors. You know those round headband mirrors that mm-hmm. doctors and cartoons wear?
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone, the rule should be to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school and then complete residency and then pass the board exams and so on and so forth. Or if you have one of those headband mirrors.
If you're wearing enough white to me, sometimes I'll go to the P. Diddy white party and I'll ask around for
sometimes
to name sizes, and then I take some the tallest one. Yeah, some years I'm busy, though. Some years I'm busy. Right. I mean, it's across town. On Thursday, the film was...
Paul Burgundy Bash.
Right. On Thursday, the film was suspended indefinitely amid an investigation into the star's behavior. That doesn't sound like simply throwing food about. After reviewing the circumstances, it has been decided that production cannot continue at this time, said Searchlight Pictures. They do the Archie shit, this paper says. We are truly grateful to all of you for everything you've put into this project.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Being People mortal, are taking dicks out and things don't shut down.
Right. Being Mortal was written by comedian Aziz Ansari, who was also directing and co-starring in the film. Principal photography on the project began late last month. Back in 2000, this is where you get the catch-up stories, Murray famously fell out with Lucy Liu while filming Charlie's Angels after Liu claimed he made inexcusable and unacceptable comments on the set, but wouldn't be more clear. Co-star Drew Barrymore said, quote, what really happened was Bill was just in a, you know, comedians can be a little dark sometimes. He just came in a bad mood. What the fuck?
Interesting.
Charlie's Angels director Mick G claimed that Murray headbutted him.
That's major.
Murray vehemently.
I'm not saying it's right. I want to be clear. It's not right to headbutt McG.
But you saw the movie.
But I understand the impulse.
Right.
You shouldn't do it, but it's defensible.
Murray said he never did that, that it's bullshit. It's complete crap. I'm going to believe McG. How about that? Yeah. I'm going to believe credible? That. He just made it up that he wants to make more movies. He was a music director. He wants to make more movies after this break, and he's just going to make up that the major star headbutted him out of nowhere. That's going to make people want to work with you more.
Seems unlikely.
It seems unlikely.
Guys, I'm getting something over the teletype here.
Yes.
I work for NPR, so I've got a teletype for The Wire. Through the Wire News.
You know it's something pretentious, right?
It says Bill Murray just won a Grammy.
Son of a gun.
Bill Murray.
Son of a gun. These guys are just trying to, they're doing it for the, they're doing it for the attention.
Album of the year.
I don't know why he made that story up about me headbutting him. He has a very active imagination. That's what my dad said anytime I said, Dad, no, this is the truth. What you did. You have a very active imagination. You must be tired. Go to bed. Like, no, if what I, what? No, it happened. That's the active. Let's talk about it more.
Headbutts under the bed.
I wish I could have.
Isn't active imagination the words that they use in movies? I guess because that's what we used when somebody was lying.
Yes.
Oh, don't listen to him. He has an active imagination.
Yes. Elsewhere, Richard Dreyfuss described Murray as a, quote, drunken bully who threw an ashtray at his face when they worked together on What About Bob?
I'm glad someone's finally addressing.
What about Bob?
What happened on the set of What About Bob?
I need them all together at once. That's all. He put his face next to me, nose to nose, and he screamed at the top of his lungs, everyone hates you. You are tolerated. There was no time to reset because he leaned back and he took a modern glass-blown ashtray, threw it at my face a couple feet away. It weighed about 3/4 of a pound. It missed me. He tried to hit me. I got up and left.
Fuck, that is fucking cold. You are tolerated? Jesus Christ.
I was trying to get him in character.
No one would ever make up that someone said that about them.
Right. Right.
That's some shit that would take 5 years to recover from if someone said that you are tolerated. Jesus Christ.
If Jesse Joyce had the balls to say words like that, we would have been like, oh my God, that's horrific. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something? Richard Dreyfuss, this is just on the subject of Richard Dreyfuss. I had never seen Jaws until like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I was always just like, why is Richard Dreyfuss a movie star? Like, why is this goofus? Is he good? Like, I truly couldn't figure out how he could. And then you watch Jaws and you're like, oh, yeah, he's fucking amazing in that. And you're like, well, I guess it was the most successful movie ever and he's fucking great in it. So that's why Richard Dreyfuss is a movie star to this day.
But how exciting. You get to watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind, have your mind blown.
Mr. Holland's Opus. Krippendorf's Tribe.
Hello, probably. Bill threatened to throw me across the parking lot and he broke my sunglasses, said...
films producer, Laura Zizkin. He threw my sunglasses across the park. All right. Well, goddamn it. That's too bad.
These people are troubled.
This is too much. Mike Tyson just punched somebody on an airplane, Jesse. Holy weird.
Remember when Mike Tyson got a TV show?
Yeah, Mike Tyson's Mysteries after being a convicted rapist.
A cartoon show. They gave him a cartoon show. And they, you know what they could have done?
Arrest him and keep him in jail.
Given someone else a cartoon show is what I was thinking. Right. Oh, okay, like somebody that's never.
Right.
So there's like a lot of different people in show business who are
talented.
Can
talk like that.
Right.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, he definitely was the funniest guy available in show business at the time.
No doubt.
His talent speaks for itself.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll act like he's always going to punch somebody in a movie. Because he's playing himself. That's the joke. Mike Tyson appeared to attack a fellow. Well, he did. I saw it on camera. Attack a fellow passenger on a flight Wednesday night. It was a Florida-bound jet from San Francisco. This guy asked for a selfie. This kid, he asked for a selfie. He, 20-something, I think, when I say kid. Asked for a selfie. He took the selfie, but then, like, sitting behind him, the kid just kept, like, heckling him, I would say. Just like, hey, Mike, hey, blah, 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 blah. And Mike's like, shut the fuck up. And then Mike Tyson stands up, turns around, punches him multiple times in the face right behind the seat.
In the face?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're telling me this guy can't control himself? You're kidding me. What about those fucking ear gummies? That's fucking hilarious. When you couldn't control yourself and bit off of Vander Holyfield's ear, now those are weed gummies, you sow. Ha 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 ha.
I watched that fight on pay-per-view with my dad. I don't know how old, I was 17 or something like that. And we went to a friend's house who had bought that fight on pay-per-view. And I was looking forward to seeing the fight. I didn't have a strong rooting interest in either of those guys, you know, but it was a big deal at the time, you know. I'm a sports fan. And I don't think anything has shaken or upset me more than watching Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear. Like, I don't think that when my friend Dan Grayson called me in my dorm room and said, turn on the TV, they flew an airplane into the Twin Towers, I was more gobsmacked than when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear off. He did that on television, live television. He bit someone's ear off.
And that's how shocking it is because, like, you're already in a fight. You know, you compare 9/11, they're just buildings standing there. And then, you know, the Oscars, you know, they were just you know, two people. And then all of a sudden there's a slap. But here you're seeing violence. And he found a way to make it fucking sick.
I think it's one of those things where you're like, you've paid, or my dad's friend has paid his $60 to watch two men hit each other. And in order to watch people hit each other and pay money for it, you have to believe there are rules.
Right.
Like, I know the world has no rules. Like, I know the world is troubled and dangerous and horrible and that something awful could happen at any time in the broader world. But in order to buy into the idea of watching two men hit each other and say that it's a sport, you have to believe that none of them are going to bite the other one's ear off.
Right. A source close to Tyson claims the passenger was extremely intoxicated. He was. And wouldn't stop provoking him. Tyson walked off the plane just seconds later. Let's see. My boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson, said the kid's buddy. Yeah, he got fucked up. By the way, if you're taking a picture of your buddy getting punched by Mike Tyson, take off the part before, like, shouldn't have taken that mushrooms, you're fucked up. You probably cost me $1 million right there, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Now, I just watched the video, but it was on silent. That kid was behind him and over him with his finger pointed, obviously talking shit. And man. He did seem very annoying and very provoking. I'm not saying Mike Tyson should punch someone, but he was provoking him, right? What was he saying?
I don't know. I couldn't hear what he was saying. I don't know if you saw a video where you can hear it. But yeah, I don't mind that he was punched, but I'm not surprised that this guy that people are pretending isn't a rapist and violent. I'm shocking he did this. Then they just jumped to, you know, sometimes you got to stand up for yourself. Not this guy's a history of horrendous shit.
I grew up in a very tough neighborhood. inner city, former inner city youth made good. And I've been called a lot of different names, you know, various slurs. Mm-hmm.
Tolerable.
Yeah, I've been taunted in a broad variety of ways. I mean, I'm sure a significant portion of your audience is taunting me right now.
I'm glad it stuck with you, but go on.
I'll tell you what I have never done is punch someone in the face a bunch of times with the strength of Mike Tyson.
Right.
Right. Like, there's a two-parter, two things I haven't done. I've never punched anyone in the face a bunch of times, and I've never done it while being Mike Tyson, the hardest puncher ever.
Maybe he punched once, and then, like, it didn't really take, and he's more mad. And he keeps punching, yeah. Like, this guy won't go down. Punch, punch,
punch. Supposed to be the one punch, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one
punch. This guy, the guy sitting next to the person who was getting into a fight with Mike Tyson is holding back Mike Tyson.
That's awesome.
He's...
Right. Increase the peace, that's what I say.
Damn.
Tyson served time in prison beginning in 1992 after being convicted of rape. Everybody fucking forgets it and puts him in stupid movies. He was sentenced to 6 years behind bars, but served less than 3 years and was released in 1995. All right. He's launching a cannabis company with wrestling legend Ric Flair, so that's cute. All right.
By the way, that gummy ear...
the weed gummies, yeah.
Yes, so disgusting. Not funny.
It's disgusting.
It's so disgusting.
Right. He's not even doing the weed thing with his buddy Evander Holyfield. He's doing it with Ric Flair.
Well.
Hey, remember when we did a commercial together and we made peace? Yeah, that was about money. Yeah, so I'm doing the gummies now about the ear I ate. He probably read about it. Okay.
That's a good Holyfield Martha Stewart impersonation. You are getting better.
That was Martha Stewart. Yeah. Here's a fun thing.
Sega Genesis game money, so he's not sweating it.
What was that? Sorry. Oh, his Tyson? He's got, Evander.
No, Holyfield has his Genesis money. Yeah, he's got that real deal boxing money, so he's...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Mike is having a hard time.
A Florida bride.
I think Evander Holyfield is like Jay Leno. You know, Jay Leno doesn't even touch his Tonight Show money.
Right.
Evander Holyfield just lives off the money from Evander Holyfield's real deal boxing on Sega Genesis.
He burns the rest. He seems kind of out there, too.
Doesn't even need to touch the rest.
A Florida bride and her caterer were busted for spiking food served with weed, including pot-laced lasagna, for one.
What? It doesn't even taste good and you're wasting weed.
Right.
Don't surprise people with drugs.
Danya. Ugh. Yeah, everybody's being sick by. And you got to debate if you tell them or not.
That's fucked up. I smoke and eat edibles and I don't ever, ever want you to surprise me with it. Jeez. Surprise me in my hand and go, hey, surprise, I'm now giving you this. But surprise, you just ate that? There's no drug that's cool with.
And the way you...
I'm sorry to tell someone else's story, but Jordan, my co-host on Jordan Jesse Go, has been a guest on your show.
Mm-hmm. You may then.
Jordan was disappointed that he had never been given drugs after a show. You know, sometimes you'll do a meet and greet and you'll hear like Doug Stanhope or whatever. People are giving him drugs. After the show, and Jordan was bummed because he always has to buy drugs after the show if he wants to do drugs, just to give his money for it, and he doesn't know who to buy it from in Vancouver or whatever. Yeah, and so he complained one time on our show that no one ever gives him any drugs, and so
and then he got arrested for all the shit he was trying to smuggle back from your audience.
So he finally one day after the show, this woman presses like a little paper pouch of pills into his hand, and it's like, Jordan, we did it. We made it. Someone palmed drugs to you in the meet and greet line after the show. Turns out they were fucking antihistamines. I thought it would be funny to give him antihistamines.
That's funny.
You're Googling it, and that's how you found out, and you're like, fuck.
God damn it.
Sorry to hear that. Did that Zyrtec. Really, that would so fuck with your head. Like, I'm thinking about Kyle. Who she hates fish sauce. Like that's the top of it. Then I think it's pedophiles and stuff. But she hates it. And she'll get like a steak and be like, did they put fish sauce in this? And I'm like, yeah, honey, they're just wasting fish sauce. But then all of a sudden she has weed by accident. And not that she's opposed to weed, but she has it by accident at a wedding. Oh my God, I wouldn't get her to eat another fucking thing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's that is not fair. Truly profoundly fucked.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A Florida bride and her caterer, they were busted. Dania Glennie and her caterer, Jocelyn Bryant, were charged after several guests at the Longwood, Florida bash last month suddenly felt stoned and sick, and one called 911 believing they were having a heart attack.
Oh.
Do you make an announcement? Or are you like, no, people are freaked out. We can't come clean. Throw the lasagna in the toilet.
But if you're freaking out and then somebody tells you on drugs, you can at least relax going like, oh, it's drugs. My heart's not pounding like randomly, right, you right. know? And it's okay, it's weed. So that means I can calm down. But if I don't know that my heart's just pounding and I want to throw up.
Right. And now a flush dance. Only if you're flush and your heartbeat is beating, come on up for the chicken dance.
Oh, my God.
It's me, Martha Stewart. Thanks for coming to the wedding.
I had edibles this past Wednesday when we were in chat. Yeah. We started a little bit early. We started during the recording of the news Q&A episode. And, you know, it's a holiday on Wednesday, 420. By the time I was in chat, all of a sudden my heart started beating super fast.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, I'm on drugs now. And then I'm like, wait a second. You know what's good on drugs? Adulting. So I had to leave the chat. I already lost poker. And then apparently weed is great to adult with your partner with.
Does this mean fucking or having a good conversation?
Well, both. Okay. Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Investing. Jeez. With an eye towards the future, balanced portfolio.
So I put some kitchen supplies I don't use on eBay. And
a few years ago, we did a Jordan Jesse Go episode for members of Maximum Fun Only, people who donate to Maximum Fun, where we had our listeners write in with a list of all of the cliches of our show, all of our crutches and things that we do accidentally, right, and make a drinking game of Jordan Jesse Go. But the guy who put together the list, he didn't just pick the best ones. He just took all of them. So we tried to do an episode of Jordan Jesse Go with our friend Ben Harrison, who's one of the hosts of the Star Trek podcast, The Greatest Generation. And it turned out that like this little desk bell that we gave to our colleague Danny, just ding, 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 ding. And I had these marijuana sodas.
Okay.
And I drank like 2.5 marijuana sodas. I got so high. Like, I don't even do drugs. I had never done drugs until 6 or 7 years ago in any form. And it's not a big part of my lifestyle. I got so high. And we had to call Ben's wife, Rachel, to come pick us up. Like it was like soccer practice was over. Right. Rachel, can you come pick us up at the office? We said too many things about Wario.
Did you, anybody try to give you ice cream? Times. Anybody give you ice cream to set you up?
Yeah. Classic fucking ice cream.
Blackmail you.
Oh, the classic ice cream setup.
Look at his G.
As seen in the film, The Sting.
By the way, we started doing drugs around the same age then.
Drugs are great. I mean, the
when
adult
you're an
activities,
adult, yeah.
That's the thing that they don't tell you about drugs, marijuana specifically. Marijuana, does it like make stuff funnier? Maybe, kind of. Does it like make you chill? Yeah, sure. You know, is it nice? Yeah, it's pretty nice. I support it if your brain's fully developed. Engaging in romantic congress.
Yeah, this
makes
is your future.
Way better. You're like, holy shit, this is way better. Yeah. Way better.
I put a gummy cube up her front. I make her smoke a little bit. That's a whole thing.
Sure.
It's a whole thing. That's our business.
What are you, one of these Holly weirdos?
Let's go over what we learned, shall we? All right. We got a longtime listener here says I'm having troubles. What do you think? Get the wax out of your fucking ears. We got the chat. We got betterhelp.com/KTG. We have keithandthegirl.com/showmed. You got VIP.
Professional help. I endorse therapy, Keith.
Yeah.
Therapy's great.
Yeah.
Get some therapy.
Yeah.
It'll help.
Come on. What the fuck is happening?
You might need medication
here?
Too. That could help too. Yeah. But therapy.
Johnny Depp is of a certain age. Amber Heard is a much younger age. It almost makes me not give a fuck, but it is fun to read about. You know what he called the dump on the bed?
He got Johnny Depp on the stand. He goes, and I see that she made a grumpy. She dropped a grumpy. Yeah.
Talk about Hollyweird.
Yeah. That's got to be part of him trying to be endearing to the court, right?
Like he like raised one eyebrow like and made like a crooked smile, yeah. Like, aw, grumpy.
Like this is like a Disney court, right?
Like a children's television clown.
Here's what we learned. 36 years young. Happy birthday, Amber Heard. You can still.
He's not far off from being a children's television clown, now that I say that. Three that. Oscar nominations for basically doing children's television clown stuff.
What
right?
were the three movies? Benny and June, of course.
Number one, it's got to be Benny and June. Number two, I'm going to say Jaws. Number three, the Mike Tyson mysteries.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Let's see here. Oh, he
number four, of course, that Louis C.K. album.
His name is John. Oh, he's a second. Like his dad's the original Johnny Depp. How about that?
Oh.
Academy Award, Pirates of. What? Fuck off.
What?
He was nominated for an Academy Award for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Don't people love that shit?
An Academy Award? Back in my day, before you slid people to say hello, you respected the awards, Pirates of the Caribbean. Come on. Give me a break.
That's more like People's Choice. What?
Yeah, London for MTV. Yeah, Able MTV Ace Awards. Award. You know, have some fun. Get stupid. Come on.
Blockbuster Entertainment Award.
Nicolas Cage is 58. His girlfriend is 27, but I'm sure he's normal and just a little eccentric. Okay, well, that's too bad. Bill Murray, apparently he slaps people around and headbutts them.
I wouldn't buy like a bunch of dinosaurs, but like a couple right. dinosaurs, why not? Like a saber-toothed tiger and a T-Rex is my feeling. That's where I would prioritize. Mm. Unless there was like a nice ichthyosaur. Like a nice one. Like nice.
We learned Mike Tyson doesn't really have it anymore. He punched his kid seven times in the face and the kid's like, I'm sad. So, all right. Mm-hmm. That's a bummer.
Bad people, bad people.
Yeah, bad people, bad people. And don't put weed in food. You're not doing anybody a favor and you're just missing out on weed.
Just you tell me.
You can put it in there, but keep people posted on that.
Yes.
Yeah, I might not eat lasagna and then have edibles because I will puke. You gotta like drugs affect your stomach, not just your brain. You gotta figure that shit out. Let me do my math and then I'll have, you know, anyone's portion who doesn't want to have, but at least I get a heads up.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, Jesse, I'll tell you, you really are Hollywood standard. And thank you for helping us go through. I mean, we're from the East Coast. What the fuck do we know? You know,
you guys are from the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. So really? We don't know this stuff.
Is that so?
Yeah. That's why it's so fascinating to me. This is a Friday for you. To us, it's a Saturday night.
So if you guys are from the East Coast, where do you get all this laid back Southern charm?
Weed.
Here's what you want to do.
The Midwesternness is shining through.
You want to download Jordan, Jesse Go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to check out Judge John Hodgman. Tell me I'm wrong, Jesse. If I'm saying things out of school, tell me now and I'll stop.
Speaking of the East Coast, in June, Judge John Hodgman is going to be
Lincoln Center. That's right.
We got an email from Lincoln Center, said, would you like to perform at Lincoln Center? I presume.
Mm-hmm. And you just send them 200 and they send you 220,000.
Yeah.
Great.
It was direct from Branford Marsalis emailed us and said, no, we're performing at Lincoln Center. It's a free show. It's part of their summer concert series. Okay. It's
That's
in
incredible.
June. You can make reservations, come out and see the show. It's free. What better way to spend an afternoon or an evening in the great lower Upper West Side, probably.
I assume they'll tell me where Queens, it is.
Somewhere there in Long Island, New York City.
I see they're sending a car for you.
In, Ver- in Vermont, upstate New York, yes, watching the leaves at Lincoln Center. The leaves are changing at Lincoln Center. New York City, how about a slice? Hey, I'm walking here. We're going to be at Lincoln Center. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's right by Toronto.
Yeah, over there by Toronto.
Follow what's going on at MaximumFun.org. That's Jesse's business. You know that. And that's
imagine
it.
Somebody doesn't show up because they're like, we weren't sure where Lincoln Center was. We had a ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, we bought some ice cream instead. It just ended up on our lap. Today is not a good day.
We asked someone how to get there. They said practice, and we ended up at Carnegie Hall.
Jesse, thank you so much for your time. You're always the best.
It's an honor to be on your program. It's a joy to commune with other people who have been podcasting too long.
Thank you, my friend.
That's beautiful. And today's poll will be, who is better, Jordan, Jesse, or Go?
I lose that every time. GeekandTheGirl.com.